Hey, welcome to the business of sales. I'm your host, Morris Sims. I have over 35 years training sales professionals who are actually business owners. And now, hey, I'm focused on helping those business owners run their businesses more effectively and efficiently in today's very fast-paced, ever-changing world. So on this show, we're going to interview some great business leaders and give you practical ideas that you can use today. So, hey, stick with us, please. We've got great things coming out, and it's going to happen right now. I know you've been driving around, and you see these cars that have advertisements all over them. It looks like somebody took, you know, ages and sat down with a paintbrush and just painted the entire car with an advertisement. But I'm learning that that's not what it takes and that's not how it works. And it's really a very cool way to get your message out. Richard Price is with us today and he knows all about that and is going to share with us a little bit about what that is and how that business works. And hopefully we're going to come away with some stuff that's going to help us in our business. So Richard, thank you so much for being on the Business of Sales.
All right, thanks for having me on, Morris.
Now, Richard, I know that you're a veteran. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today wrapping things.
So it really started in 86. My mother started a magazine for Plano Profile. Unlucky for her, she started at the same time as a bigger, more known company started a Plano Profile magazine also.
Uh-oh.
So she shifted gears and got into the typesetting, and back then it was all you put in the size of the font, you typed the name of the font, and then you typed out the words, and it was all on, you know, the old green screens, and then yeah. You pushed print, and it printed out, and if it didn't look like how it was supposed to, you had to go back and change numbers and fonts and all that fun stuff. So that's where the T comes from for PTG. So it was printing, typesetting, and graphics originally.
Okay, so that's the name of your company? I'm sorry, it PTG?
Yeah, so that's where the PTG came from. So it used to be PTMG. I helped them when I was in high school, move forward, you know, 20 years after my first life in the construction industry. We started, I got laid off with about 10 people, so it was one of those things that you're like, man, I'm never going to put my life, you know, my livelihood in the hands of somebody else. So we had started looking at, this is about 2008 when wraps were becoming a lot more popular. Maybe a little bit behind the curve on it, but what we looked at was, you know, being an installer, traveling around the country, putting all these wraps on, and that was a pretty lucrative thing back early 2000s. So that was the initial idea when we started and got a printer and everything so I could learn how to do it and everything. We found out it's, you know, hey, there's the whole printing side, the design side of it, and then, you know, the install. Ended up, I don't travel and do installs. We just have everything here, and we do everything here from the initial design to printing, laminating, and the actual install. So we've been doing it for about 15 years now. The company's been, you know, since 1986, but the wrapped parts we started in 2008. So, and it's fun. It's something different every day. That's the one thing I loved about construction was you weren't always building the same square. You weren't filling out TPS reports and getting them in every Thursday before 10. You know, it's always something different, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So it keeps it exciting, and keeps us from, you know, monotonous. So I like it.
That's great. That is super, man. Tell us, I guess I just really am not very up to speed with all this. What do you wrap? I mean, I've seen cars with this stuff, but is that about all people do is they come to you and they say, look, I want to put these graphics on my car?
So that's going to be the majority of it. So the vinyls, we've got different types of vinyl. The cast vinyl is what we're going to use on cars and stuff, but the attributes they put into that material also help us on other things. So you can change a couple little things here and there when they're making it, and now we can put this on brick, wood, tile floors, you know, the perforated vinyl. So they basically punch a whole bunch of holes in it. It's about a 50-50 pattern, or 60-40, 70-30, whichever material you're looking to use it for. And now we can do, you know, windows, so you can see out the window, but then you've got graphics on the front of the window. Interesting science behind it. You know, your color, your eye focuses on the color. So when you're outside and the sun's shining on a perforated window covering, you see all that color and you read it all. When you're on the inside, the backing's black. So you look out, you see all the color outside, and your eye focuses on that, and you just see straight through it. It's like it's not even there.
Oh wow! So I can put it on my
science in it. So
I can put it on my back window then, huh?
Correct. Yeah. So that's what we use for the vehicles when, you know, we want the design to go over the windows because we've got so much to say about their company. You know, or they got the, you know, big picture of themselves if they're a realtor or there's you know, some other occupations that they want their picture on there. So, realtors being the biggest one, but, you know, so you got a portrait, you know, they want to go up over the side windows on an SUV with, you know, their head, their face and stuff. So they paid a lot for the headshots. You got to put it everywhere, right?
That's right. That's right. I just can't imagine that, but I'm sure it works for them and that's all well and good. And they, you know, more power to them. I'm afraid I'd scare people off with my picture.
Right. Yeah. There's like some theories behind all that. Right?
I bet. So Richard, what do I do when I want to sell my car?
So that's the nice thing about doing a full wrap. So we do personal vehicles too, color changes and stuff like that, but they consider a full wrap the world's tightest car cover. So you buy a brand new car and you bring it to me and we put a full wrap on it. Everything that's painted, we cover. You go to take that off in 4 years, you're going to sell your truck or your car. 5 years, you pull that wrap off and that paint hasn't seen the sun for 5 years. It's brand new paint underneath.
Oh, wow.
So the one major concern a lot of people have is like, oh, is that going to damage my paint or you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
No. So the material's made for 3 and 5 years, your hoods and roofs, especially here in Texas, Arizona, anywhere where you got strong sun, the southern states, they're about 3 years is what they consider easy remove, which means we pull up the vinyl, it pulls the adhesive with it. A little bit past that, 5 years for the horizontal or the vertical surfaces, so the sides and stuff, because the sun's not always hitting both sides at the same time, but it is always hitting the hood and the roof.
Yeah.
So those are about 5 years. But you basically pull it up, pull it off, it pulls the adhesive with it. Sometimes there's a little bit of elbow grease cleaning off some adhesive here and there. Deep grooves, we might put a primer in, so it's going to really hold the adhesive there. But we don't want it popping and having bubbles or anything. So yeah, you pull all that off, clean it up, and there you go. You got brand new paint.
Wow.
Still sitting there.
That's a benefit to the whole thing. That's great. Cool.
Yeah. So you're on most SUVs and or sedans and stuff, you're probably between $3,000 to $4,000. But, you know, brand new paint, selling that, you know, as long as nothing happened, you know, mechanically, you know, that's, you know, you get to check that pristine body, you know, line, you know, no paint flaws or anything. And that helps you sell it in the end. So,
yeah, no chips, no door dings, all that kind of, all neat. That's cool. That is cool. So Richard, what's the most interesting thing you have wrapped?
I've got a lot of things. We do a lot of helmets. We do dock bands for, you know, children. You know, that way they don't have all their pictures for the first year that they're growing up aren't, you know, with this big white helmet on. They've got, you know, we've done R2-D2, we've done aviator goggles on there, stuff like that. Those are fun. I used to wrap chocolate bars for networking, you know. You know, if I can wrap a chocolate bar, I can wrap anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was
my line. So, like I said earlier, they make vinyl for all sorts of different materials. Just a different application of how to put it on. Maybe we superheat it and roll it on so it gets down in nice grooves of all the wood, and then you can see the texture, or, you know, even brick, so it looks like it's painted on. I've wrapped derby cars. I'm trying to think of anything that left field, you know, little refrigerators for people for Christmas gifts and stuff like that.
Well, what was it? I mean, Everybody should know, you and I have chatted before. We're part of a networking group together. And you were talking one day about something that it required scaffolding to be able to wrap the thing.
So some trailers, it's not a fun project. I thought it'd be more fun when I first started. So we're basically mimicking the design on an RV for a toy trailer. And by toy trailer, it's a trailer that's 20 feet tall that he pulls behind his RV. So he can put his, a Range Rover and his Bentley in there. So you pull the Bentley in and it's got one of those car lifts in there. You pull the Bentley in, it raises it up to the roof, and then he pulls his Range Rover underneath it. Just in case him and his wife want to go to different spots when they're on vacation, they can take one of the cars. But it's 22 feet tall, or 20 feet tall, I think, something like that. 14 feet. Taller than I could do it with, you know, normal 8-foot ladder. So we had to build some scaffolding and put all this vinyl on the sides, and it's all colored vinyl, so it's all cut into individual patterns and put on. And it's the only time I've ever really had to do an install book to say, we put this piece on, then we can put this piece on over here, then this piece should fit over those. So there's some certain rules. You want the overlaps to go from front to back and top to bottom, right? So as the car's driving, the wind doesn't hit the leading edge. It's blowing over it, right? Or water, when it rains, you want it to fall down. Water doesn't travel up.
Yeah.
So it won't go back up the seams. So,
that's amazing.
So yeah, that's a fun, interesting one. But yeah, there's a couple times we've had to use scaffolding on big trailers and stuff like that, just because it's easier than going up and down a ladder 14 times. So
my Range Rover and my Bentley and a trailer behind my $1 million RV. I love it. One of these days, people after my own heart.
What do you spend your money on?
Exactly. Anyway, I mean, you know, more power to them. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's
thing. It's great. I wish I had more of those people, because it's not an inexpensive thing to do. So
that's incredible. Well, Richard, let's talk a little bit about running a business. I mean, you've been doing this now for quite a while, and you're obviously very, you know, profitable and very successful at doing it. In this world that we live in today, what do you think most business owners out there need to really be thinking about as we're moving into a whole brand new year here in 2023 pretty soon?
So for me, like when we started, printing was a big thing. Now, we used to, like, all Friday was doing, you know, churches and stuff. But now with, you know, copiers have become inexpensive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, churches have bought their own copiers. You've got online stuff. So, you know, the big national companies doing things on the cheap compared to what we can, just because of mass, you know, quantity. And then on top of that, you know, we used to have 3-part NCR that, you know, HVAC guy would come work on your house. He'd write it down. He gives you a copy. He takes a copy back for, you know, the sales side, you know, for them to invoice, and then a copy for their records. Right. Well, now that's all on an iPad. What's your email? We'll just email you your copy. Right. So printing's gone away. So what we had to do is figure out, you know, what can we do here as a company and that you can't do nationally or online. Right. So that's why we got into the wraps,
mm-hmm.
But that's not really what makes us successful. What I think is pretty much, I talk, and we're a small company, and I understand large companies can't do it, but small companies, we talk with our clients, you know, we get to know the names of their kids, you know, when their birthdays are, and stuff like that, how was Joe's birthday party you went to last week? And that relationship, even though I don't want to be the cheapest guy in town, and I'm not, but that relationship is what brings them back. You know, we're not a transactional sales, you know, we want to, you know, do your work in the future and keep working with you. We get to know you more. and stuff like that. So I think that is one of the biggest things is having a relationship with your clients.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly.
And what they don't care about. Like I try and avoid religion and politics and all the no-nos to talk about, but that's easy. All you got to do is just ask them about themselves and they'll give you all the information you need. Everybody loves to talk about themselves. Look how much I've talked on this versus you.
It's just amazing, isn't it? But I mean, it's still, I talk about it all the time. Relationships are what make a business work. And that's communication. And that's when you're having those conversations with people. And, you know, it's not all about the hard things. It's sometimes very easily about the things like, you know, hey, how'd the birthday party go? You're absolutely right. I couldn't have said it better, man. That's super.
Yeah, well, and that's what, you know, makes them think of like, hey, who did your, call Richard, you know, he'll take care of you. Here's his number. You know, most of my clients know how to get a hold of me directly, either through my cell phone or at least call the office. They'll send them straight to me. But, you know, that also helps. And just, you know, being there and knowing them when they walk in, hey, Jim, how's it been? You know, I haven't seen you in 6 months. What do we need to help you with today?
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's amazing. That's absolutely incredible. And well, tell me this. Now, the other thing that we all tend to have some challenges with is how we manage ourselves. Because one of my things, you can't manage time. We've all got the same amount of time, but we get to manage ourselves to be more effective and efficient within a particular amount of time. How do you manage yourself, Richard? What do you do?
My phone has probably 15 alarms that go off every day.
There you go. Well, and it works.
It's what works for me. Right. Yeah. So, you know, the thing I like is, you know, I've got a couple of alarms that, you know, 6:15 in the evening, it goes off and says, write out tomorrow's schedule. So if I haven't done it yet, that's it. I do it right then. Because I think the other part is if you don't schedule your time, somebody will, and it's not going to be on your time schedule. It's going to be on their time schedule.
That's right.
So if you're really good reactionary and like to jump around and be pulled in different directions, by all means, don't write out a schedule. So, but for me, like there's no way. So if I don't write it down and look at it, I'll get sidetracked. I'll get pulled out to do something else. And then I don't have a list of things to go back and look at. So, you know, you get right down your big three, like I've got to get these done today. And I usually schedule those in the morning. And then around 3 or 4 o'clock is usually when I kind of just leave it open for the rest of the day. And that's to kind of either catch up or, you know, put out fires or whatever. So, you know, I've got a pretty rigid schedule in the morning. It's the afternoons I kind of leave open for the what ifs and stuff like that. So, but if I don't schedule it and then I don't have anything to reference, like what was I working on? What do I need to go back and do? You forget things. And it could be simple things of, hey, I just need to call this guy and check on, you know, seeing if he got the proofs, if everything looks good. Does he want to move forward? Does he have any questions? And it's not anything that you got to put on a schedule. It's just kind of part of the list next to the schedule of, you know, these are things I've got to get done today. And as long as you're not putting, you know, 100 things down and burning yourself out every day, a schedule will work. If you don't make it, you know, move it to the next and move it up in the list, you know, the next day. So
makes sense.
That's pretty much it. I've got alarms that go off that remind me to do certain things. And then I write out my day every day. So
that's great. That is super. And I love the alarms idea. My wife does that. And she is constantly telling me, set an alarm on your phone, Morris.
We carry it everywhere with us, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And most people now have smartwatches. So even if your phone's sitting at your desk and you're in the back working on something, it starts going off. My wrist starts vibrating. I'm like, what the heck is that? Oh, shoot. I got a podcast with Morris I got to get to.
There you go. That's amazing. Hey, Richard, thank you so much for being with us today, man. It's a great conversation, and we wish you the very, very best in your business because it certainly is booming. It's doing well, and by George, it's an interesting and unique kind of a business. So we wish you the best, Richard. Thanks again for being with us.
All right. Thanks, Morris, for getting in contact with us, and this was fun. So.
It was. It's a blast. Absolutely a blast. And for everybody else out there, you guys go out and make it a great week. Have a wonderful time. I'll see you again next time right here on the Business of Sales.